Master Cecil, if I mightn't add another thing, nor to deal plainly to the contentment of the Queen, my good sister, I would not address me, let it be privately, publicly, to seek your good furtherance in my affairs, knowing your upright service to her, both since I wish nothing but to have the means to satisfy her and obtain her good favour. I am bold thus privily to pray you to let me have your advice in the same manner, which I will at my power follow, using your said advice with the discretion required to your satisfaction. Be this, you oblige me, please God, who will ever minister to labour for the pacifying of this country, and I trust ever after to be beloved for it of the Queen. I must also thank you for his delivering, and pray you to further his audience at the Queen's hand, whereby with the rest I may perceive that all evil opinions of me be out of your head, as you promise me, and I you, praying God to move the Queen's heart to consider of me, or worse come. I pray you let my hearty commendations be ten in all good part to your bedfellow, as I wish her willingly to do well and be my friend. Your right assured good friend, Mary R.